Basically, it's two wards within the Maidstone area. That's a kind of quite an urban area with a lot of social housing. But combined with some areas with some more affluent properties. And what we were finding was that the residents in that area, there was some elements, some families that were, we were seeing cycles of issues where we were looking at young men and young women that were getting involved in things that they shouldn't do, that mirrored some of their some of the behavior of their parents and grandparents even. So what we wanted to do was understand that sometimes it's not about policing a problem. Sometimes it's about understanding what are the drivers that are pulling people into that type of behavior.
So, over the past year, can you tell me a bit about the work that you've been doing and, in fact, how successful it's been?
We've been looking at not only focusing and targeting some of those that were the root cause of some of the issues, so those that were preying on vulnerable people in the area, those that were intent on supplying substances for those with substance misuse issues and addictions, but also looking at the kind of the underlying root cause. So as an example, if you remove a drug operation within an area, if there's still a market for said drug operation, then somebody else will fill its space. So what we've tried to do is take that two-pronged approach of not only dealing with removing the problem, the person supplying the drugs, but also looking to support those that were addicted and needing those addictions, understanding what's led them down that path. It's a fine balance to be found because it's a community that we respect massively and want to support, and it's not about everybody in that community being disadvantaged, but it's about understanding that there are a few that are disproportionately more disadvantaged than others, and we really wanted to put a joined up support mechanism around those individuals. We've demonstrated some significant levels of policing, some significant increases in stop searches. Some really well executed warrants and some significant seizures. But what we've also done is we've worked with Golding Homes to open up a new community hub on the Northumberland Avenue shopping parade, which has allowed us to deliver services on the doorstep of people. So we've introduced a drop-in service with Clarion Domestic Abuse Service, so that people with concerns about domestic abuse can drop in and get some advice. We've also, with Change Grow Live, set up a substance misuse drop-in session as well, so people with addictions can that are already known to the service can drop in and get their support closer to home.
It sounds like you've done some amazing stuff, and I know Golding Homes obviously have huge plans for that particular part of town as well. What do you think the future is looking like for Shepway then?
I think it's looking really positive, and I think we've really worked hard to make sure that there is a legacy involved in what we're doing. The first part of our journey was around creating the task force, getting the partners to join up and share information and start to understand what it was that everybody could bring to the party. The second phase was around identifying the most vulnerable, those most prolific offenders, and dealing with them in the most proactive way possible by supporting them or moving them on or ultimately policing the problem. And this final phase that we're in now has been around kind of engaging with that community, creating a legacy so that in years to come, we will be able to see the benefit. We'll see that the disproportionate differences in health and crime will be closer than it was before, and we're not going to flip it on its head in one period, but it will be for us, for I think us and for the management team within it, we understand that this is about a journey and about a legacy of an improvement rather than going in, fixing the problem and walking away. There's no sticky plaster solution here. This is about long-term support, long-term collective efforts to ultimately improve that community, and the work that Golden Homes are planning and the support services that we've put in will change the face of Shepway forever.